ready? Everybody, welcome back to the Eat It Like a Podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like a with Jesse Blanco is a television show. You can find that weekends, WJCL Television in the Savannah Hilton Head Island DMA. We've been at it 15, 16 years. We also have a significant presence on YouTube. Find us there at Eat It Like It 1. And then everything we do, the mothership, if you will, the hub. For all of our food coverage for Savannah, Hilton Head, and down into Florida, where I'm currently sitting at this red-hot moment, find that at eatitandlikeit.com. Got a food review coming up. Got a review of some food that I enjoyed, that I ate and liked, as they say, recently here in Savannah. Brand new restaurant to share with you here on Savannah's food scene. The new eats are coming hot and heavy. Hotter and heavier all the time. New is coming all the time in Savannah. And this latest one is massive. No other way to describe it. It is massive. It is a 14,000-foot converted warehouse right at the city's front porch, doorstep, if you will, on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, called the Old Savannah Distillery. The Old Savannah Distillery used to be, the building that houses it, used to be garage for all the trolley tours, the trolleys, the physical trolleys that drive around Savannah that you see everywhere. They have since moved up the road to where they keep their garage and they do all their maintenance and all that stuff. But for the longest time, there was this warehouse where they parked all of their trolleys right at the doorstep, like I said, of downtown. Well, the whole plan for that place was to, it was purchased in 2017, 9 years ago, and the plan for it was to eventually make it a restaurant. Well, it's funny to think those things in those years, you know, 2017, hey, one day we're going to move the trolleys out into the another section of downtown Savannah, and we are going to put a restaurant in here. Well, obviously, you know, 9 years was a long time ago. COVID had something to say about that. There were plans to get going fairly soon. COVID put the kibosh on all of that. But eventually, a handful of years later, they got going again, and they are now open. The Old Savannah Distillery tasting room and restaurant is now open, like I said, on MLK Jr. Boulevard in downtown Savannah. It is equal parts tasting room, bar area, and restaurant. Upstairs, they have a third independent space, if you will. They call it their speakeasy, which I'm not a fan of because everybody calls the alternative space a speakeasy these days. Hey, here's our restaurant, and over here in the corner is our speakeasy. You know, not everything is a speakeasy. That's how I see it. But it is beautiful. There was a lot of attention to detail done in this renovation. The tasting area where the bars are in the back behind the restaurant, very, very tastefully done, made to look like old Savannah. It should be stressed, capital STRESSED, stressed, that there is actually no distilling happening in this facility. It is called the Old Savannah Distillery, but there is nothing being distilled in this property. It is actually being distilled about 2 miles as the crow flies from where I'm seated recording this right now here in St. Augustine, Florida at the St. Augustine Distillery, who does a fine job, by the way. They have a nice tour here in St. Augustine and their accompanying restaurant called the Ice Plant, but I digress. In Savannah, this was created to be a welcoming spot for visitors to Savannah. There's just no other way to put it. This is created primarily 80%, if not more, for visitors to Savannah. So I went for dinner the other day. I'd been following it and talking to the people involved in getting this thing off the ground and got a tour a few months back. And so I could see what it was going to look like. And okay, this is going to be big. This is going to be nice. And it finally opened late April, I want to say. They opened their doors. Finally got over there for dinner. And I thought I would share my experience with dinner briefly. Don't need to go into detail, nor will I wax poetic about, you know, the lighting and the tables and all that stuff. No, I'm just going to share with you my experience with the food and drink, and then let you make your determination about whether or not you will visit there or not. The one thing that jumped out at me when I parked my car, because there is some parking available after five, it's free during the day, you're probably going to have to pay, is that the sign out on MLK Jr. Boulevard says Southern Restaurant. And that jumped out at me for obvious reasons. Like I said a few minutes ago, this whole facility was created for visitors to Savannah to give them an introduction to a Savannah experience. I think that's the best way to put it. But it said Southern Restaurant. And I found that interesting because it says that so that there's no mistaking what this is. People come to Savannah looking for Southern food. Can you believe that? Of course they do. A lot of people come looking for Southern food. Savannah has begun to enjoy the last handful of years a modern Southern food movement, but people by and large are coming here for the fried chickens and the fried green tomatoes and the collard greens and the mac and cheeses and all of that stuff. And so that's what this restaurant is. It is an introduction to Savannah, food and drink. Well, it wasn't surprising to see it labeled a Southern restaurant. That's what it is. But that is going to draw people in like, oh, okay, this is where we get the foods that people eat here all the time. So the menu was fairly large, about what I thought it would be, frankly. I had spoken to some of the people involved in putting it together for a hot minute. And I didn't take a picture of it, and I don't need to read down the list of what they offer there, but they have your usual suspects, as we call them. In the appetizer section, there was fried green tomatoes. There were fried mushrooms, which we had both. There were some Prince Edward Island mussels, which we did not have. There was one other appetizer that I wanted that they were out of. I forget what it was. I think it was a pimento cheese with crackers and or bread. Those are all Southern items, things you find in the South at every Southern restaurant. And so it was, they were good. The fried green tomatoes I enjoyed. My wife had the fried mushrooms. I'm not a fan of fried mushrooms anywhere. So I couldn't be a good judge as to whether these, how good these were or not, but she says she enjoyed them. So I'll go with that. We did not get the mussels, but we had a couple of apps. And then I overdid it. Can't say overdid it. We ordered a handful of entrees. There were some burgers on the menu. There was a chicken sandwich, which looked sexy. I think there were a couple of other sandwiches. There were some of those things, handhelds, if you will. There were a couple of salads, I believe. But I went straight to the entrees. My wife got the Southern fried chicken. I got the chicken fried steak with the gravy and the sides and all that stuff. And then I ordered the shrimp and grits. And I got the shrimp and grits as a third entree just so I could try them. You know, if you're going to do Southern food, you better have some good shrimp and grits. And I was like, okay, shrimp and grits, I could take a few bites and leave it, but I needed to try it. Well, the three entrees, if there was a common theme to them all, was that they were, I wouldn't go so far as to use the word bland. I won't say that. That's not fair. I thought they were under seasoned. And I'm sharing that from the standpoint of this restaurant at that point had been open 4 or 5 days. It was their first week. It was, in fact, their first Friday night. They opened on a Monday. I was there Friday. And I found the food, the entrees, the chicken fried steak, the mashed potatoes and the grits themselves to be a little underseasoned, and not dramatically so. It wasn't like it was gross. No, it wasn't. It was good. It was good, but it needed a little something. And I didn't think enough of it to make a big deal out of it. I never do that in the first place. But in the second place, it was like, okay, you know what? They've been open 4 or 5 days. This could be a systems thing. They're getting their cooks used to everything that they're doing. And so it jumped out at me because a lot of times the Southern foods that we're talking about can be over-seasoned to the point where they're gross sometimes. You go to some... you know, some of the places in around Savannah, and it's like, whoo, they weren't shy about salting these things. But these were to the other side. And I think with a minor tweak, this could be really good. I enjoyed it. I can say that all three, I enjoyed them. We didn't finish it all. We took some of it home. My wife finished it. So we did enjoy the dinner. It was good. Did enjoy it. I skipped over the cocktails. I do need to mention this because it was kind of a highlight. I tried one, two, I think I had three different cocktails. The Cosmo, I think we did the espresso martini. I did. My wife did a mint julep. We had probably five in all. I had three. She had two. And we tried a little bit of everything all over the menu. And the cocktails were solid. All made with the spirits that they sell there and back in the tasting room that they pour and they serve their drinks. I found the cocktails to be a little on the strong side, which was impressive for a place downtown like that. But most impressive with the cocktails were the fact that the prices were $10 to $12. I think the espresso martini was $14, I think. But largely their cocktails are on the lower end, 10 to 12. You'd be hard-pressed to find cocktails like that in the 10 to 12 range around downtown Savannah. You got to look for them. Cocktails have gotten up there. Yes, of course, if you know where to go, you can find them. But by and large, in a place like that, that caters to visitors, that you automatically expect it to be astronomically expensive, the cocktails were not. The fried chicken was $26.99. which jumped out at me like, okay, you know, everything's expensive these days. All the prices are higher these days. I don't trip on that, as the kids say, and I do too. I don't trip on prices. It is what it is, but when something I think offers good value like those cocktails do, I'm going to share that because this is a place that's going to be very popular as they get their feet wet, and to offer cocktails that were that well made at that price point, I thought was pretty impressive. Cocktails, check. Good. Dessert. What did we get for dessert? It wasn't the bread pudding. Was it the bread pudding? Oh, man, I hate that I don't remember what it was. I'm pretty sure it was the bread pudding. Nope, it wasn't the bread pudding. I'll tell you exactly right now what it was because I loved it. It was banana pudding. And we got a slice of hummingbird cake. Now, banana pudding, if you spend any time around Savannah, you know where you can find your favorite one. I love the one they do at Mrs. Wilkes' dining room. That's my favorite. Paula Deen's, the Lady and Sons banana pudding, was just off the charts amazing for me. There are a couple of other good ones around town, here and there, there and here. But that hummingbird cake, you don't see hummingbird cake in a lot of restaurants. But it was a little hard because it was chilled, kind of over-chilled. I would have loved in an ideal situation for it to have been not room temperature, but a little less cold so it wasn't as stiff. You know, you get room temperature cake that's freshly baked and there's just, you're a couple of steps short of heaven for me. Fabulous. This cake was delicious. Took the banana pudding and the rest of what we didn't eat of the cake home. And the next day, I was standing there on the island in my kitchen, cutting off pieces of hummingbird cake and dipping it in the banana pudding and eating it. It was so delicious. It was good across the board. So if you can't tell, we did enjoy our dining experience. Was it off the charts amazing? No. Was it less than average? Absolutely not. It was better. It was better than average. It was good. The entire experience. Faith was our server. She was cute. She just moved to Savannah from Tennessee. And she was, you know, getting her bearings. And why did the boss man come over and talk to you to say hello? Okay. She was very, very sweet. Faith did a great job. But overall, it was a great experience. I look forward to going back. And I say that from the standpoint of this place is going to be very popular. Old Savannah Distillery is going to be very popular with the crowd going to shows at the Johnny Mercer Theater, which is very literally across the street, across Montgomery Street from the venue. There is no closer venue to the doors of the Johnny Mercer Museum than this restaurant and bar at the front. The bar is called the Blue Bar, beautifully appointed. It's very, very nice. And they have windows looking out onto Montgomery Street. You cross literally two lanes or three lanes of traffic on Montgomery Street, and you're at the door of the Johnny Mercer Theater. The Savannah Civic Center is about to be torn down. That's why I don't mention that too much. But the Johnny Mercer is right across the street, and that's not going anywhere. That's going to be hosting shows for a long, long time here in Savannah. And so your closest park once, pregame food or drink or both, and then walk into the Johnny Mercer, the closest spot for a full meal and drinks like that is going to be Old Savannah Distillery. Literally, you could kick a soccer ball across the street and be inside the venue. And I think that's going to be a big draw for them, for the locals, for the visitors to Savannah. I think it's a beautiful introduction to our city. There are a lot of places where you can get Southern food, and the locals will turn their noses up at it and say, oh, wow, 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 wow. I don't care. I don't care what the locals say in that regard. This is a beautiful welcome mat, if you will, to our city coming off of I-16. If you come from the airport or if you're driving into town, if you stop there, if you do the trolley tour, it'll take you all over the historic district. You can stop there and do one of their tasting classes. You got to pay for that. You get an extra ticket to do all of that. But it's a wonderful experience to introduce the average visitor to the hostess city. They're going to do a lot of corporate business. I know they are. It's huge. They're going to do a ton of corporate business looking for that Southern hospitality and that type of corporate experience with all the groups that we have and the expanded convention center and all that stuff. Yeah, this is a home run. This is a home run. I enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. I'm going to enjoy it again. I live nearby. And so this will be a place that I take visitors when they're in town. Maybe I'll pop in for lunch time and again. Maybe I'll stop in if they do happy hour. I'll stop in late, you know, if I'm just getting out of work and I'm driving by. Hey, what's up, guys? It will be part of my rotation. I know that. It was a good time and it will get better, I know. So if you are so inclined, go see them. MLK near Liberty. Otherwise, you know, lots of options you can find on where to eat right now. This Red Hot Second at eatitandlikeit.com. Overall, thumbs up. Cocktails, double thumbs up. I suspect the food will get into its groove. The desserts were outstanding. And I look forward to more visits to the Old Savannah Distillery. If you agree or disagree or otherwise, shoot me a note, tips, T-I-P-S, at eatitandlikeit.com. Let me know what you think. I will see you next time.